Amen, amen. Rejoice. Rejoice. Yes, family, it's time to rejoice. Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry, with What's the Word on Women Speak Now. Family, today I'm going to be speaking on It's Time to Rejoice. The first, family, I want to go to the Father, Heavenly Father, in prayer. Father God, in the almighty name of Jesus, Father, I just want to say thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, over the world's circumstance. I thank you, Father, over my circumstance. Father God, I thank you for opening my eyes and starting me on my way this morning. This is the day that you have made, and I shall rejoice and be so glad in it. And Father, when I say thank you, we all should be saying thank you at the same time, Father, because somewhere, somebody didn't open their eyes. And we know it is all because of you that we are all, each of us, on this line, Father. So again, Father, I say thank you. Thank you, Father, from the bottom of my heart. I love you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray. Good evening, family. Again, I say, it's time to rejoice. And my scripture reference tonight, I'm coming out of Philippians 4:4, which reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say, rejoice. Yes, and amen. Rejoice. Family, the book of Philippians, the full book of Philippians, is full of joy. And this book was written by the Apostle Paul. Amen. Yes, and amen, family. We are to rejoice. Rejoice at all times, says the word of God. And what is rejoice? I tell you, family, it means to feel or show great joy and delight. And now we know we do not go on our feelings. Amen, family? But I know I'm going on my feelings that I see, have feelings right now for the Lord, and I will bless him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Ooh, bless his holy name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, he is. I tell you, family, we must rejoice because we have Jesus. I tell you, family, when should, Jesus. We have to just thank the Lord. We should rejoice when and if you don't know how to rejoice, you can. You can because Jesus has allowed us to rejoice. We have that, when we have that personal, one-on-one, intimate relationship with him, I tell you, no matter what the world's circumstances, and no matter what our own personal circumstances, we can rejoice in him. Amen? Being able to rejoice, family, it is a process. The more we get to know Jesus and the deeper our relationship with him, the more we spend more time with him, I tell you, we learn to trust him. And yes, family, we learn to trust him when we must learn like newborn babies, trust in him and not lean on our own understanding. Our own understandings have got us into some problems, family, and we all know that. I tell you, until we do that, we shall not be able to rejoice. Same, but when we have Jesus, we can rejoice over any and everything. Amen, family? I tell you, family, anything the enemy throws at us, because we know he comes to kill, steal, and destroy our spirit. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your word. But we have to remain confident in the Lord because, and I'm telling you, I'm speaking to myself, I will, because I will see his goodness. And you have to tell yourself, you see the goodness of the Lord also. We have to be rejoicing in love, joy. Again, joy. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Gentleness and self-control. I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, I have to call on him all day, all the time, and I know I can call on him. Ooh, praise be to God. Family, we must deny our feelings and die to this flesh to remain in the spirit with our focus on Jesus, praising him, thanking him, loving him, and remembering to share him more, telling everyone that we meet and greet about his love, the love he has for each and every one of us, how he paid his life on the cross for our sins. Yes, he paid it for all of our sins, for our salvation, so you and I could live free of sin. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nobody else could have paid that debt. He paid it all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, family. I just shout, I am free. I am free, and I rejoice, and I tell everyone. We all have to be able to tell everyone what he has done, in our life, and what he is doing in our life. I tell you, family, if he does nothing else more, he has done enough. Ooh, glory be to God. Because Jesus, he can change your life. He can change the way you look at life, change the way you look at the world's circumstances, and he sure enough can change the way you look at your own circumstances. I tell you, he did it for me, and he will do it for you too when you believe. Amen, family? I love Jesus, and I'll shout it from the mountaintop. Hallelujah, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 tells us to rejoice. And again, family, I say it is a process. The same process that's been going on in our network about the renewing of our mind. The more we keep ourselves out of the equation, the more Jesus comes in. We have to let Jesus lead us. Let him lead us all the way. We can't do this on our own. Some people think they can, and look where they're at. Ooh, they need Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can't help but praise him. Amen, family? And yes, family, we must also be obedient. Obedient in his word. We must read his word, and we must know his word and meditate on his word and apply his word to our daily lives. We won't know his word until we read it and we read it and we meditate and we study and we apply it. Amen, family? I tell you, we study for everything else. Everything else did not gonna do us no good and mean us no good. But Jesus, ooh, thank you, Jesus. His word, our daily bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, in his word, he commands us to have an attitude of contentment. Contentment. Ooh, just being content where God has you are right now. Right now. Wherever he has you right now is where he wants you. Amen, family? We have to be content with hope in him. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord your God. I tell you, our God is faithful. He is faithful in his word yesterday, today, and forevermore. And him and Jesus as one. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Amen, family? I'm thinking back with our ancestors. They rejoice. They rejoice all the time. Because their faith was strong, family. And I have to admit to you all the listeners, and I testify that there was a time that I could not rejoice over the world's circumstances and especially over my circumstances. But I say now, finally, I know that we are in the world and not of the world. But sometimes, family, people, if we don't know this, we perish for lack of knowledge. I rejoice and I say, thank you, Jesus. I thank him for my trial. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. And my tribulation, because through them all, I have learned, ooh, like a newborn baby, I have learned to trust Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Jesus, I tell you, Jesus can turn you from the wicked ways of the world and turn me from my own wicked ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm giving the best that I got. Hallelujah. My best to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I know your own name in that equation, family. You know the plans he has for you, too, as I know the plans he has for me. He loves us, and he wants us to prosper. He wants us to have hope. Ooh, glory be to God. I tell you, family, he has some for you, too. So you have to just let Jesus into your life. Amen, if he's not. Amen, family. And I tell you, family, we have to stand firm. Stand firm on our faith. And I tell you, we have to stand firm because our faith will be tested by certain things. But when we stand, we got to withstand and stand again. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, we cannot please God if we don't have that faith. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. I just can't help but praise him. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, we have the victory in him. We are victorious in him. And without him, ooh, there is no joy. And you will not be able to rejoice. Again, I say, family, to rejoice is a process. And it will not happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight or over day or over your lunch break, anything like that. I tell you, family, we have to continuously die to this flesh. Die to self. And we have to have full submission. Full submission to God is a requirement. Also, family, we have to be denying anger, frustration, because these are not of the Spirit. And the Father wants us to remain in the Spirit. And as well, they only hinder the rejoicing process. Amen, family? Denying our fleshly bodies, ooh, we must be spirit-led. Amen. I thank God. I thank God for his word. I thank God for his son. Hallelujah, Jesus. And family, when we have trials, I tell you, we are to count them all joy. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. James tells us that count them all joy because they are designed in God's purpose and plan for us. And some of us have trials that have taken us to rock bottom or close to it. But if that is what God needed to get our attention, to get our attention and shake us, as they say, shake the tree, to shift our attention direction back to Him. Ooh, glory be to God. Well, shake me, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Again, I say, I rejoice because the Lord knows. He knows what's best for me. Hallelujah. And He knows what's best for you too, family. Amen. I tell you, family, I love the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some of us, family, we can't rejoice because we refuse to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We must humble ourselves. I tell you, we are in our own faith. How strong are we in our faith? Sometimes our straight faith may waver, and that is not. We're supposed to stand firm on our faith. Are we really rejoicing in the Lord or our own circumstances? Do we rejoice in Him? Do we trust in Him? Do we trust in Him when we have bills to pay and no money to pay them? Do we trust in Him? Or do we continue to rejoice? Or do we lean on our own understanding and forget that the Lord will provide? He will provide. He will make a way out of no way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Again, I say, family, it is being obedient and knowing His word that He wants us to rejoice, to be full of joy. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Do we rejoice in prayer to the Heavenly Father, or do we rejoice with problems? Do we bring problems to Him? The Heavenly Father knows our needs, but do we take our wants to Him also, family? That is not what we're supposed to do. Amen, family? Do we rejoice to give us a bad report, or do we lose our faith and rely on what the world says or what the understandings, our own understandings are telling us? I tell you, family, who are we truly listening to, family? Do not let voices get inside your head. The Father told us, He said, "My sheep will hear my voice, and I know them, and they will follow me." Yes and amen. Listen to the Lord and rejoice. Amen. Following Jesus all the way. Some of us believers stop rejoicing when the world takes away a job, when the world takes away your car, when the world takes away your house. What are we basing our life on? Material things? He said to set your hope above. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Do we believe and trust Him that He can open doors? He can open doors that no man can shut. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Lord, I love you. Lord, I need thee. I want thee, and I need thee. I need thee. Every hour, every minute, and every second. Yes, family, I am shouting. I rejoice in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, ooh, He's been good to me. I tell you, family, some of us can't rejoice because we won't forgive. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness contrary to the word of God. Amen, family. There are families, there are friends walking around with some unforgiveness in their spirit. Forgiveness is for God, and forgiveness is for you to be in right standing with the Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. I tell you, family, rejoice and get yourself, if you yourself is not, are not a ministry, you can be your own ministry. Self a ministry to serve God. And stop serving man. And stop serving ourselves. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Focus, family. Focus and meditate on Christ. Remember the cross. Remember his shed blood on the cross. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. I am risen with Christ. I tell you, family, and his grace is over our sins. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I rejoice, family, because I know he chose me before the foundation of the world to be adopted as his daughter. And he also chose you when you believed. I rejoice knowing he loves me, and he loves you and I unconditionally. Ooh, ain't no love like Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, the God of hope fills me with love. He's why I am able to rejoice. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, continue the process of rejoicing in the Lord at all times. Because happiness, you can be happy this minute, this second, this day, next week, and then, but happiness comes and goes. But the joy in the Lord, the joy in Jesus Christ, I don't care what's going on in the world, what's going on with circumstances, the joy in the Lord is constant. I tell you, and it shall remain constant. Amen, family? Can't nobody do me like Jesus. I tell you, Father God, oh, I thank you for your Son. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your word. Father God, I just thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells in me. Father God, I thank you for the listeners. Father God, I pray the word today was pleasing and acceptable to you, Father. Father God, I thank you for the Now Network family, P2P ministry, and I especially thank you for Pastor E. Father God, I thank you for my family, friends of all, the Father, and I thank you for all the listeners that are aboard today. Father, I pray that the word that went forth did not fall on deaf ears. And Father, I pray that we continue just rejoice. Rejoice in each day that you make and allow us. And Father, every word I speak, Father, I minister to myself also, Father, because thy word, I thank you, Father, for your day. I am rejoicing. I'm so glad in this day. And, Father, I just want to say again, I thank you, Father, and I love you, Father, and I pray in the almighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, family, I tell you. The Lord is good, and he is worthy of praise, and you should be rejoicing every time you have an opportunity to rejoice. Just rejoice. Ooh, just magnify, glorify, and praise the Lord. Rejoice over the world circumstances. Rejoice over whatever is going on, because you know you got Jesus, and Jesus has you, and you trust in and believe in him as your source of everything. Amen, family. I tell you, God is good. He is good to us when we're not good to ourselves. He doesn't change. That's why we should just continually rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Amen, family. That is my segment for What's the Word with Minister Terry. This beautiful evening, this Thursday evening of February 22nd, 2018. Amen. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor E. Amen, family.